我们非常欢喜，又一次可以来到主面前，来向他赞美，来向他欢呼。
Once again, we like to thank the Lord, and we're joyful because we can come together before the Lord to praise Him.
我们深深相信，当我们聚在他的跟前的时候，主就在我们中间。
We truly believe that as we gather before Him, Lord is in our midst.
所以我们不仅是坐在聚会中，我们更是坐在我们亲爱的主耶稣的面前。
So that we're not only sitting in the meeting, we're sitting before Lord's presence.
他的爱与我们同在。
His love is with us.
他的灵与我们同在。
His spirit is with us.
他的荣耀在我们的中间。
And His glory is in our midst.
神与人同在一起。
God and man together.
这就是以马内利之境。
This is what's so called Emmanuel.
我们和弟兄姊妹来读一篇诗篇。
I'd like to share one psalm with the brothers and sisters.
诗篇第100篇。
It is a Psalm 100.
一百篇，这篇诗篇可以说是诗篇当中最短的几篇里面的一篇。
This psalm is one of the shortest psalms in the Bible.
前和呢只有五节。
It has only five verses.
但是呢是非常美的一篇诗。
But it's the most beautiful.
也是非常丰富的一篇诗。
It's abundant with the meaning.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都喜欢念。
I believe that many brothers and sisters love to read this psalm.
并且弟兄姊妹都是很熟悉的。
And brothers and sisters, you all was also very familiar with this.
好，我们现在就一同来读一遍。
Let's read together in unison.
第一百篇称谢诗啊。
This 100 is praising God.
好，一起读。
Let's read in unison.
普天下 shall joyfully to the Lord, 当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
Come before Him with a joyful singing.
你们都晓得耶和华是神。我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他称颂他的名，因为耶和华。本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。现在我用中文读一遍，等一下我们韩弟兄用英文读一遍。
Now I'd like to read the Chinese ones, and later Brother Han read once with the English.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves, or His we are.We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations.
我们这一天祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们蒙恩的人都在向你歌颂和赞美。
Lord, those who are blessed by you come and praise you.
你是我们荣耀的神。
You are our glorious God.
你是我们亲爱的主。
You are our beloved Savior.
你是把我们从罪恶里拯救出来的主。
You are the Lord who saves us from sins.
你是天天供应我们、照顾我们的好牧人。
You are the good shepherd who all daily take care of us.
我们在这一生当中能够认识主、能够与主的同在，是我们最大的喜乐。
It is our great joy that to be with you and to know you.
我们能够来到你面前，向你歌颂、向你敬拜、向你侍奉，是我们最大的满足。
It is our great satisfaction.Vacation that we can come before you, serve you, and sing praises to you.
你正是配得众圣徒把爱带献在你跟前的。
You're worthy of all the love that we put out before you.
但愿今天早晨我们聚在你跟前的时候。
So as we come before you this morning,
你的同在和你的爱就像帐幕一样覆庇着我们。
Your love and your presence will be with us and cover us like a tabernacle.
愿在这个聚会中，我们深深享受到主的供应。
In this meeting, then may we all enjoy your presence.
我们的面光对着你的面光。
That our light can be in accordance to your light.
我们的心就对着主耶稣的心。
And our heart is according to your heart.
我们的爱摆在主耶稣基督的脚前。
And we put out our love before you.
主耶稣，你正是像好牧人一样，引领你的羊群往前走路。
Lord Jesus, you're like a good shepherd who leads his sheep.Before him.
愿早晨这个聚会满了你的同在。
May this meeting full of your presence.
也满了你的荣耀。
And full of your glory.
我们把敬拜感谢再一次归给你。
May the glory and the thanksgiving be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们读了这诗篇第一百篇。
We just read this Psalm 100.
我们现在还是盼望弟兄姊妹啊，翻开圣经，我们就停留在一百篇上面。
We'd like to have a brown sister still open to that Psalm 100.
这个诗篇呢，有七篇耶和华作王的诗篇。
These Psalms have seven Psalms that is about the Lord Jesus as a king.
就是93篇一直到99篇，都讲到耶和华作王。
It's like a Psalm 93 and Psalm 99. It's about the Lord as a king.
那么加上这一百篇呢，那可以算作八篇。
And if including this Psalm 100, it will become eight psalms altogether.
这个第一百篇就前面那几篇耶和华作王诗篇的一个总结。
So this psalm is conclusion of all those other psalms, which is about Lord being king.
因为耶和华要作王。
Because Jehovah is become It is our Lord, King.
因为他要来审判全世界。
He will judge all the world.
因为他要来建立他的国度。
He will establish his kingdom.
所以圣灵来呼召，他普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
That's why Holy Spirit called us, shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth.
我想这一句圣经就是我们今天这个信息的题目吧。
And this verse is our theme of today.
圣灵来呼召，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
The Holy Spirit calls us to shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
那么这篇诗篇里边呢，照着中文圣经的话，有七个应当的当字。
According to Chinese Bible, there's seven we ought to.
这个七个应当。那就说出这个荣耀的大君王那个荣耀的光景。
It's describe the glorious condition of this glory of glory Lord.
或者说这个七个应当就说出神的儿女们在神面前与我们当尽的本分。
So this seven occurrence of ought to tell us our obligation to the Lord.
我们和弟兄姊妹我们来讲到。就是今天来讲到啊，我们神儿女们应当在神面前来做什么
？So today's message is that what we should do before the Lord.
那第一个应当
，the first obligation，
他普天下当向耶和华欢呼
，all the earth shout joyfully to the Lord。
是神的儿女们头一个应当尽的本分了，就是来向 我们荣耀的神耶和华欢呼。
The first obligation for us is that to shout joyfully to the Lord.
这个欢呼啊，就是把神的荣耀，把我们对神的爱戴，对把我们把对神的崇敬，用我们的口来把它表达出来。
The shouting is that, we express our admiration and our love and to the Lord.
也可以说是我们对主耶稣基督的爱和感谢，用欢呼的声音来把它表达出来。
So in response to the love of the Lord and glory of the Lord, we use our words to express it.
这个诗篇另外一句圣经啊，他说：“知道向耶和华欢呼的民呐，是有福的。”
And there's another verse in the Psalm. It says, "Those who shout before the Lord is blessed."
他说：“耶和华呀，这般欢呼的人啊，就要在你的光中行走。”
So those who shout before you will walk in your light.
啊，你记得有一天呐、啊。这个巴兰被摩押王要雇去咒诅以色列人的时候
，Do you remember that prophet Balaam and King Balak tried to curse Israel？
我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道那个故事啊。
I know the brothers and sisters, many of you know the story。
这个摩押王为着拦阻以色列人，不让他们发达起来，所以就雇去用金钱呢去雇了这个巴兰这个先知呢来咒诅以色列人。
You know, the king of Moab tried to prevent Israel from being prosperous, so he hired Balaam to curse them.
这个巴兰这个先知是个贪财的先知，他就为着这个金钱呢，他明明知道这是不应该的，他还是啊被巴兰把摩押王雇去啊去咒诅以色列人去了。
Even though the prophet Balaam knew that he shouldn't do that, but because he was greedy, he went to do that.
正当这个巴兰要咒诅以色列的时候
But right about this prophet Balaam trying to curse Israel
神却把他口中那个咒诅的话呀就转变成祝福的话
The Lord turned the cursing words into a blessing word
所以巴兰说神没有咒诅的我怎么能够咒诅他呢
So Balaam says Those who God Did not curse. How can I curse them?
他说我听见，我看见了有欢呼的声音在神的百姓中间。
Because he said, I saw the shouting among the children of God.
你看哦，当神来看他儿女的时候啊，就这帮神的儿女有欢呼的声音在他们的中间。
So when God sees children of His, he heard the shouting of His children.
所以就是因为以色列人啊。他们在那欢呼荣耀的神，结果神就本来要咒诅他们的话呀，就变成了一般，变成了祝福他们的话。
Because God's children were shouting, that's why God turned all this cursing word into blessing word.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们在地上遭遇到很多的难处
，So dear brothers and sisters, if we experience a lot of difficulties in this life,
很多艰难的环境呢、啊，就好像那个摩押王要雇人来咒诅我们一样。
These difficulties is like a King Barak trying to curse us.
如果我们知道来向神欢呼
，But if we know how to shout before the Lord,
那么你就有福了。
Then you are blessed.
你就什么都不要怕。
And you don't have to be afraid of anything.
因为神能够把那个咒诅的环境啊，就变为蒙福的环境。
Because God can turn the difficulties, the cursing condition into the blessing condition.
所以这个叫做啊，知道向耶和华欢呼的人啊，是有福的人。
So it is that's why it says those who know how to shout before the Lord are blessed.
你看主耶稣基督那个最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候啊。
Do you remember that the last time when Jesus entered Jerusalem?
Oh, 那许多的百姓呢，他们都在那里欢呼我们的主耶稣基督。
The crowds were shouting before the Lord.
他说：“何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的，是应当称颂的。
”They were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord."
我想有很多弟兄姊妹都会唱何塞纳这个诗歌啊。
I believe that many brothers and sisters know how to sing this song of Hosanna.
我本来也是很希望今天能够唱这个 Hosanna 这个诗歌，但是因为圣徒诗歌本里面没有收集这首诗。
I wish that today we can sing this song, but This book does not include that.
哎，那是个很好。Hosanna, Hosanna, 你们会不会唱啊？
Do you know how to sing that? Hosanna, Hosanna.
我盼我们弟兄姊妹都会唱。
I hope that we all know how to sing it.
哎呀，那一天，我们的主耶稣听见这些神的儿女在欢呼 Hosanna, Hosanna, 奉主名来的应当称颂的，主耶稣那一天最得荣耀的时候。
When the Lord Jesus heard that on that day that children of God sing the Hosanna, Hosanna, and Lord's heart is most satisfied.
所以一个教会啊，正常的光景就是充满欢呼的声音。
So if a church in a normal condition, it should be full of sounds of praising.
我每一个弟兄姊妹，我们要学会在神面前欢呼。
Every one of us should learn how to shout before the Lord.
保罗跟希拉被关在监牢里面的时候，就是因为欢呼歌唱。结果神是地大大震动。
When Paul and Silas were in prison, just because of their shouting before the Lord, so God sent the earthquake.
那个众囚犯的锁链呢，都脱落下来了。
And all the shackles were broken.
好，那一天荣耀的神真的彰显出来。
And the glory of the Lord appeared on that day.
所以我们要学习神的儿女们聚在一起啊，在任何情况当中，我们要学会欢呼，我们学会赞美。
So we need to learn as children of God come together. We need to learn how to shout before the Lord, praise Him.
你知道我们将来到天上去的时候
，You know, one day we entered heaven.
主耶稣来迎接我们
，And Lord Jesus come to receive us.
我们都要被提到天上去
，We'll be raptured in heaven.
啊，你要将来在天上啊。就是众圣徒围绕着羔羊的宝座和神的宝座，在欢呼、歌颂、赞美。
You know, in heaven, that all the children of God surrounded the throne and praised Him, shouting.
哦，那么整个宇宙呢，就充满了欢呼、赞美、敬拜的声音。
The whole universe is full of the sound of praise.
整个宇宙也充满了神的荣耀。
And whole universe will be filled with the glory of God.
是将来我们围绕在神和羔羊的宝座跟前欢呼赞美。那今天呢，我们就要从我们身上先该操练起。
So as one day we're going to surround the throne of God and praise Him, today we need to learn how to praise Him.
因为假使今天不操练的话，将来在天上的人家都在赞美，哎呀，我不晓得怎么赞美了。
If today you don't learn how to praise Him, then one day in heaven you don't know how to praise Him.
是不是将来在天上，我们和宇宙间天使万有一同歌唱啊？今天我们先学习做一个赞美欢呼的人。
One day in heaven with the angels, we're gonna learn, we're gonna shout and praise Him. Now today we need to learn how to shout and praise Him.
因为啊，知道向耶和华欢呼的，那民是有福的。
Those who shout before the Lord, praise Him, are blessed.
第二个应当呢
？The second obligation.
你们应当乐意侍奉耶和华。
Serve the Lord with gladness.
啊，每一个人呐、啊，在地上，我们都一定要有所侍奉。
Everyone here, we need to learn how to serve.
侍奉就是一个人我们活在地上的目的。
Serving is the purpose why we live on earth.
什么叫做侍奉啊？
What is serving?
侍奉就是你为什么活着。
Serving means that why you live.
每一个人在地上都有侍奉。
Everybody serves.
不过问题呢，你侍奉谁？
The question is who you serve.
有的人是侍奉钱财。
Someone served the money.
就侍奉马门。
Serve the mammon.
啊，或者是侍奉世界。
Or they serve the world.
啊，或者是侍奉杜甫。
Or they serve their belly.
像以色列人，他们在埃及的时候啊，就侍奉法老王。
And Israelites, when they were in Egypt, they served the Pharaoh.
你们知道以色列人侍奉法老王的故事啊
？Do you all know that how Israel served the Pharaoh?
他们每一天的生活啊，就是为法老王和泥巴、烧砖头、造集合城。
Every day, they served the Pharaoh, making the bricks.
这个集合城不是为自己造的。
It seems like they are not created for himself.
是为法老王造的。
They are created for Pharaoh.
所以以色列人他们辛辛苦苦和泥巴烧砖头啊，就是为法老王造集合城。
They work very hard to make a bread just for Pharaoh.
就像今天我们在地上呢，我们每一天生活辛苦劳碌，打工打一分工打两分工啊，做卖加工，都是为这谁造集合城啊？
It's like we work very hard, work two jobs, three jobs. So what are we making?
啊， 是为着法老王造祭火城。
We are making the bricks for the city of the Pharaoh.
那这个就是服侍法老王。
This is what is called serving the Pharaoh.
也就是服侍世界。
It is also what is called serving the world.
以色列人服侍法老王，服侍世界啊，他们多辛苦啊。
So it is very hard for Israel to serve the Pharaoh and serve the world.
有的人是侍奉马门。
Some people serve the money.
啊，主耶稣说什么？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。
Lord Jesus said, "You cannot serve two masters. Either you serve the Lord or serve the mammon."
那侍奉马门呢，就是你一生为着马门而劳碌。
Serve the money means that you work very hard for your life for the money.
圣经里面怎么说啊？
What does it say in the Bible?
这个侍奉马门的人呢、啊，就是侍奉钱财的人呢、啊，他会用许多的愁苦把自己刺透。
Those who serve the mammon pierce themselves with many difficulties and sorrow.
凡是侍奉马门的人，他一定会被许多的愁苦把自己刺透。
Those who serve money will be piercing themselves with many sorrows.
为什么今天在地上许多人有那么多的愁苦？
Why there are so many sorrows in many people?
就是因为侍奉马门。
That's because they serve the money.
你想想看啊，我们家庭里面呢，常常争吵是什么原因？
Think about it. Often we quarrel in our family. So what is the reason for it?
当然原因也会有很多了。
There may be many reasons.
但其中一样呢，就是为着钱财。
One of them is about money.
好，夫妻之间的争吵。
The quarrels between the spouse.
父母和儿女之间的争吵。
The quarrels between parents and children.
兄弟姊妹之间的争吵。
Quarrels between siblings.
有个很大的原因呢，就是为着钱财。
And money is one of main reasons.
啊，你不给我用钱。
You don't give me money.
哎呀，你用的钱用的太浪费。
Oh, you spend too much money.
啊，你这个怎样怎样怎样的。
And this and that.
就很多人呢，家庭里面的争吵啊，都是为了钱财而引起。
So many quarrels and sorrows are caused by money.
你晓得许多大户人家呀，他们就有万贯家财了。
In a big household, they have abundant money.
但是呢，家庭里面不和睦。
But they don't have a peace in the family.
因为大家都想得更多的钱财。
Because everybody will get more.
所以本来一个很富裕的家庭啊，结果兄弟姊妹之间、姑嫂之间、妯娌之间，大家彼此勾心斗角。
And at first, the family has a lot of money, but because they're fighting each other.
虽然是个大富豪的家庭，但是呢，一点喜乐都没有。
Even though you live in a very wealthy family, but there's no peace and joy.
因为他们都被钱财把自己刺透了。
Because they pierced themselves with the sorrow of money.
就为夺侍奉耶和华。
Only those who serve the Lord.
你知道我们的主是多么的亲爱的主耶稣。
Do you know that how lovingly our Lord is?
主耶稣和世界的法老王不同。
Lord Jesus is different from the worldly Pharaoh.
主耶稣和地上任何事物都不一样。
Lord Jesus is different from anything
in the world. 唯独当我们来侍奉主耶稣基督的时候，
Only when we serve the Lord Jesus,
他的慈爱就充满我们的心中。
We'll be filled with His love.
他的喜乐就充满在我们的心中。
We'll be filled with His joy.
他的平安就充满在我们的心中。
And He'll fill His peace in our heart.
所以主耶稣啊，他是平安的王。
So Lord Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
当我们侍奉耶稣，当我们为着耶稣来服侍的时候，
As we serve the Lord and we serve Him,
你看见他带给我们，我们的心灵都能够平静。
And there will be peace in our heart.
他带给我们的家庭就能够平和。
And there will be peace in the family.
他能够调整我们和人之间的许多的关系。
And He will make peace between the brothers and sisters among the siblings.
是我们这个被许多愁苦刺透的人啊，因为我们转过来服侍主耶稣啊，他带给我们平安和天上的喜乐。
Those who are pierced with many sorrows, as we turn to serve the Lord, and He'll give us peace and joy in our family.
世上哪有一人能够像我们主耶稣这样的慈爱，这样的良善，这样的温和？
Who among us is like Lord Jesus, so lovingly, so kind, so good?
我们侍奉他呀，他能够改变我们的人生，叫我们充满天上的喜乐。
As we serve him, he'll change our life, so we'll be filled with the heavenly peace and joy.
我想你们曾可能听见过一个恨奴的故事。
I believe that many of you already heard the story of a black slave.
因为很多年之前呢、啊，这个在美国啊，在非洲啊，这个贩卖恨奴是很平常的事情。
Many years ago.It's very common practice to sell or buy slave.
但有一个黑奴啊，有一个黑就是被人家拐卖了之后啊，他被卖过几次。
There was a black slave who was kidnapped and he was sold a couple of times.
这个黑奴就长得很强壮。
And this slave was very strong.
所以呢，他这个把他买去的主人看见那么强壮，先把他捆起来。
So the owner who bought him,
或者叫他
he will bind him first.
叫他饿几天。
He will let him starve for a couple of days.
然后叫他做苦工。
And then force him to do the hard labor.
你就不能不听话。
So he had to listen.
是这个黑奴呢，他真是受不了这些做奴仆的生活。
And that one day that the black slave could not stand it anymore.
他一有机会就逃走。
If he had a chance, he'll flee.
就逃走了，又给别人拐走了，又给别人砸到了，又去把他转卖给另外的人。
And he was caught again, and he was sold again.
那么另外的人呢，也是照样虐待他。
And another owner will do the same to him.
你知道这个做奴隶的人呢、啊，都是没有好日子好过的。
So slave does not have a good life to live.
一定是痛苦万分。
They are very sorrowful.
这逃了几次之后，又一次又被人家砸到了。
Once he fled and he was caught again.
把他摆这个贩卖奴隶的市场上。
And he was put in the market to be sold.
看看哪一个人要买这个人去做奴隶。
And they're saying, who like to buy this man as a slave?
结果有一个绅士啊，就来到这个市场。
And there was a gentleman who came to this market.
看见这个奴隶呢，他就想把他买过去。
He saw this black slave and he desired to have him.
他出了很多的钱。
He paid a great sum of money.
把他买过来。
And he bought him.
那么这个贩卖的人他说哦，哎，先生你要小心了。
But the seller told him, warned him.
这个黑奴啊，他是因为身体很强壮。
Because this black slave was very strong.
所以他到许多地方去做事啊，他都是这个不去就逃走。
He often liked to flee.
所以你把他买过去之后啊，一定先捆绑他。
So once you buy him, you have to bind him.
给饿上几天。
And starve him for several days.
给他做苦工。
And force him to do a hard labor.
要把他制服他，让他听你的话。
So you have to tame him.
好，那么这个绅士把他买去了。
And this gentleman bought him.
付了钱之后。
After he paid money.
就把他这个身上的绳子啊，给他解开。
But he untied the chain on his body.
解开了之后啊，你把他绳子解开，他不是逃走了吗？
And would that this slave would flee?
这个绅士对他说：“我买你不是为叫你做我的奴隶。”
The gentleman said to him, "The reason I bought you is not because I want you to be my slave."
我买你是因为看见你太痛苦了。
I bought you because I saw you so miserable.
你看见在你身上那种绳子捆绑你那种痛苦的情形。
I saw you're in pain when you're chained with all these heavy metals.
我实在是不忍心你过着这种悲惨痛苦的生活。
I'm pity on you to live such a miserable life.
所以我把你买过来是为着让你可以去过自由的生活。
I purchased you in order for you to live a life of freedom.
好了，现在你自由了。
Now you're free.
你可以走了。
Now you can go.
哎呀，这个黑奴一听见啊，就高兴得不得了啊。
And once this black slave heard it, he was so joyful.
他高高兴兴走了，很高兴的就走啊走啊走。
And he walked very joyfully.
走到一半的路啊。
But in the middle of the way,
他就想象啊，这世界上怎么有这么好的人呢、啊、
？He said, "How can we have such a nice person in this world?"
我被人家买去，都是捆绑我，都是鞭打我，都是叫我去受很多的苦的。
Before once I was bored, I was treated miserably.
哎，这个先生呢，他怎么对我那么好
？But why this gentleman is different? He was so nice to me.
出了重大的代价
，He paid a great price to buy me.
叫我自由
，And to buy me my freedom.
就让我去
，And now he let me go.
他想想， 世界上哪里能够找得到这么好的人呢、啊、
？Where can I find another person like him？
我不跟着他，还去跟谁啊
？If I don't follow him, who else I can follow？
这样的人是世界难得找到的。
Because I cannot find another person like him。
假设我换一个，以后再被人家抓去啊，再换一个主人的话呀，那我这日子就不好过了。
If I'll be caught again, then my life will be miserable again。
这么好心肠的一个绅士啊！
So with gentlemen with such a gentleness,
我要回去跟着他去。
I want to go back and follow him.
随他呢就回来了。
So he returned.
看见绅士在那条路上走的时候，他就跟着那个绅士走过去追他去。
And so he followed after this gentleman.
那这个绅士看见你怎么又来？我不是让你自由了吗？你怎么又到又跟我干什么
？And gentleman turned and asked him, "Did I just release you?"
这个很怒的，满心感激。
And, but this black slave was full of thanksgiving.
眼中流着感动的眼泪。
And she shed these tears of thanks.
他说先生啊。
He said, sir.
你是我这一生遇见过最好最好的人。
He said, you are the one that, you are the nicest person I ever met.
你的良善你的伟大深深叫我所感动。
Your goodness, your kindness touch my heart.
像你这样慈爱良善的人我不跟随你。我不服侍你，我还去服侍谁呢
？If I don't follow you with such gentleness, whom else I should follow？
所以先生呢，就请你让我就跟着你去，我甘愿为你做一切的工作。
He said, "Please allow me to follow you. I'm willing to serve you."
啊，结果这个绅士就把他，真是把他接走了，但没有把他当奴隶看，却是把他当自己家的人看。
So this gentleman took him in and treated as his family member.
这个故事就是我们的主耶稣基督，就是我们的故事。
This story is the same story as Lord Jesus.
我们在这世界上受尽了太多的痛苦。
Because we suffer so many difficulties here.
被人欺骗。
We are defrauded by people.
被人压榨。
We are mistreated by people.
被人凌辱。
And we are despised by people.
我们在地上可以说遭遇到很多很多的痛苦。
We are going through a lot of difficulties.
现在啊，我们的主耶稣就把买了回来了。
And now Lord Jesus bought us.
他的爱救赎了我们了。
And with His love, He redeemed us.
你想想看，在这个宇宙中间，还有谁能够和主耶稣相比啊
？So who can be compared with the Lord in this universe?
我们不侍奉他，我们就侍奉谁啊？
If we don't serve him, who else we should serve?
好，所以我们应当乐意侍奉他。
So we should love to serve the Lord.
不是勉勉强强的服侍主啊。
It's not out of obligation.
乃是高高兴兴、乐意的来侍奉。
It's a love. It's serve him with the gladness in our.
我们再看下去。
And let's read on.
他来，你们当晓得，这是第四节、第三节了啊。你们当晓得，耶和华是神。
Know that the Lord Himself is God.
So 第三个应当。
So it's a third obligation.
应当晓得耶和华是谁。
So know that the Lord Himself is God.
这讲到我们的欢呼，我们的向他侍奉，来向他欢呼的原因啊，要晓得耶和华是谁。
The reason why we shout and praise Him to serve Him is that to know that the Lord Himself is God.
只因为他是神。
Because he is God.
这就够了。
That's enough reason.
我们不需要第二个原因。
We don't need the second reason.
就是因为他是神。
Just because he is God.
不需要第二个原因。他是配得我们的欢呼，配得我们的歌颂，配得我们的侍奉。
Without any further reasons, he's worthy of praise, worthy of our service.
所以弟兄姊妹你晓得吧？我们为什么歌唱？
Do you know why we sing?
为什么欢呼敬拜？
Do you know why we shout and praise?
有的弟兄姊妹说，我也想不出有什么好的有好的心情、好的原因来赞美他呀。
I'm not in a good mood, and not I don't have any good reason to praise him.
其实不需要任何原因的。
Actually, you don't need any other reason.
就是因为他是神，就这个条件就足够了。
Just because he is God, it is enough.
他是神，就值得我们向他歌颂，值得我们向他欢呼。
He is God, so he is worthy of our praises and worthy of our singing.
就是单单因为他是神，他就当得我们的赞美，当得我们的敬拜。
Because he is God, he is worthy of praise and worship.
那么下面有四个我们是。
And here there's a four
我们是
we quote
哎，应当晓得耶和华是神。那么下面第一个我们是呢，我们是他造的。
Here, after know the Lord himself is God, the first thing is that
弟兄姊妹你们我们是他造的。
He has made us. He says, we are created by him.
这句话说得很简单啊。
It's a very simple to say.
但你知道
But do you know?
我们是神造的啊。
We are created by God.
这里面是包括何等荣耀的思想在内。
It is the most glorious thought.
因为我们是他造的
Because we are created by him.
这个神在我们身上啊是有荣耀的计划的
Because there's a glorious plan for us.
你去读创世纪就知道了
When you read the Genesis, you understand.
那神为什么造我们呢
Why the Lord created us?
神造我们神什么啊因为神是无比荣耀无比伟大的神是不是啊
When God created us, He said, because He's so glorious.
他为着要把他的荣耀在宇宙中间展现出来。
In order to express His glory in the universe.
所以他说我们呢，要照着我们的形象来创造人。
That's why He says, let's create man in our image.
啊，所以这个人被创造了，就是为了做神的形象的。
That's why man was created to be the expression of God's image.
换句话说，神就要叫我们这帮人呢、啊，被造出来呀、啊，来在宇宙中间彰显神的荣耀。
In other words, is that the reason why men are created because God wants to express His glory through man in the universe.
我们今天呢，因为我们人堕落了以后啊，我们这个人身上就没有荣耀。
But today, because we fall, that's why we don't have that glory.
我们身上就满了许多的羞耻。
But in us, instead, we are full of shame.
因为这是我们人堕落了犯罪以后才有的结果。
But that's the consequences of our fall and sin.
所以我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
That's why it comes short of God's glory.
所以因正常的人生呢，是应该彰显神荣耀。
But in normal life, we should express God's glory.
我从前没有信主的时候，觉得做人没什么了不起。
Before I become Christian, I said, "Wow, this is not so big deal to be a man."
那隔壁的猫啊，隔壁的狗啊，比我们这个人还值钱。
And because there's some people say, you know, the cats and dog in the neighbors, it seems they're worth more than I am.
因为从前呢、啊，我们穷苦人家呀，连吃牛肉钱，吃这个要吃这个牛肉羊肉都吃不到。
Because in the past that the poor family could not afford to eat the meat like beef and or lamb.
但是隔壁的那家人家养狗啊，养猫啊，哦、他们还吃很好的东西啊。
But it's a cat and dog and neighbor, they.Cat and dog eat a lot, very good food.
是看见人家那么宠爱这个猫，宠爱狗，这是就这个猫跟狗比我们人还好像还高贵的样子。
So to see the how the neighbors take care of their dog and cats, it's like the dog and cats are worth more than.
尤其你看见那个高贵的太太呀、啊，把她的狗啊，把她的猫啊抱在胸怀里啊，还放在床上跟她一起睡啊。你看看这个猫狗多舒服啊。
Especially see that noble woman they.Embrace their dog and cat and sleep with her on the bed.
我这个人在地上还找不到有人这么宠爱我了。
I couldn't find another person, human being, to love me like that.
谁能想象呢？这个人实在是算不了什么。
And so we think, how much a man's life is worth?
但是自从我信了主耶稣之后
，But after I become Christian, I believe in the Lord.
我认识神了之后
，After I know the Lord,
我真是感谢神让我做人。
I praise the Lord.For me, to be a man.
神没有让我去做一只狗，神没有让我去做一只猫。
God did not make me a cat or dog.
神造我是我做一个人。
God created me to be a man.
神是让我这个人在这地上的彰显神的荣耀的。
Because God want me to express God's glory on earth.
我是个彰显神荣耀的器皿。
I'm the vessel to express God's glory.
哎呀，我就要赞美神。
神啊 praise the Lord.
我们人算什么去这么顾念我们
What is the man that you visited us?
这大卫不是赞美吗
You do know that David praised the Lord.
在牧场在青草地上观看神所创造的宇宙万有的神
He saw this universe created by God.
他也赞美起了神啊人算什么你竟顾念他呀
And he praised the Lord. He said, what is the man that you take care of him?
顾念我们呢你叫他比天使微小一点
And you make him lower than an angel
却赐给他尊贵荣耀为冠冕
And you crown him with the honor and glory
哎呀弟兄姊妹你真正你如果真知道做人的意义的话呀你真要感谢神
If you truly know what's meaning behind being a man You'll be praising the Lord.
我们人是他造的，为着要来彰显神的荣耀。
We are created by Him to express His glory.
啊，另外第二个我们呢，我们不但
是他造的 Second we are is
也我们也是属他的。
It says His we are.
这个属他的呢，就是他的产业。
That means that we are His inheritance.
好像这本圣经是属于我的。
It's like this book is mine. It belongs to me.
我有这本圣经的所有权。
I have this whole ownership of this book.
这个圣经就是我的产业的一部分。
This Bible is part of my inheritance.
这个房子假设是我的。
And if this house is mine,
那这个房子就是我的产业。
This house become my possession.
我们人是属于神的，所以我们是神的产业。
We human beings belong to God, so we are God's possession.
所以呢，神在我们身上呢有绝对的主权。
So God has absolute ownership on us.
哎，我们中国人呢、啊、有一句很好的话。
And Chinese has very a good word.
我不晓得韩弟兄怎么翻译啊。
It's just very I don't know how Brother Han gonna translate it.
叫名花有主。
It says that beautiful flower. The beautiful flower always has an owner.
那就是一个女孩子啊，一个很美丽的女孩子啊。
It talk about a beautiful girl.
当她有一天找到了一个她属意的人了。
One day she found a prince charming.
找到了一个她所爱的人了。
She found her lover.
和一个很爱很爱她的人了。
And the one who loved her much.
那么她定下终身之约了。
And they start to have this covenant of life.
名花有主了。
And we call this girl that、
哎、
beautiful flower now has owner.
这句话很美啊。那就是说啊，从今之后呢，这朵名花呀，不是任何人都能够摘到，它已经有主人了。
But that means that from now on, this beautiful flower cannot be touched by anybody else because now he has owner.
我以前认识一个小姐。
One day, in the past, I knew a lady.
她是做一个护士的。
She was a nurse.
在我认识她的时候啊，她交很多的男朋友。
By the time I knew her, that she had many boyfriends.
今天交这个男朋友。
And today she will date with this boyfriend.
过几天又交另外一个男朋友。
Couple days later, she will date another boyfriend.
我想说，这个某某小姐啊，有点太浪漫一点了啊。
So this lady is more like very elegant.
但是有一天啊。我们突然之间呢，觉得，她跟以前不一样了。
One day, suddenly we found out that she was different, different.
她现在不随便来了。
Now she did not go out with anybody else.
以前不是跟张三在一起，就是跟李四在一起，常常换来换去换人的。
Before she used to switch her boyfriends a lot.
到了某一个时候啊。
But one day,
她就完全安静下来了。
She calm down.
她的生活变成非常正常了。
Now she became to live a normal life.
这么这个小姐怎么变了呀？
So we said, why he changed?
人家说啊，他现在已经找到一个他所爱的人，一个爱他的人，所以他已经有了名花有主了。
And people told us that because she found her lover, the one who loved her, so now it's like a beautiful flower now, find its own owner.
他已经和某某人订婚了。
She already engaged with others.
名花有主了之后呢？那这个花不是任何人都能够再来摸踩它的摸。
Once this beautiful flower found its owner, nobody else can touch her.
你以前啊，你没有订婚之前呢、啊，你就是
engaged,
你可以随便交朋友。
You can have many boyfriends.
现在一订婚之后呢、
so、，Once you engage,
你的对象只有这一个了。
Now your spouse only has can only have one.
我们不认识主之前
，Before we know the Lord.
我们呢无所属的，
we can do whatever we want。
所以我们可以追求这个，我们可以追求那个，我们可以做许多许多的事情。
We can pursue this, pursue that, and we can do whatever we want。
我们想高兴怎么样，我们就怎么样。
We do whatever we like。
但有一天
，But one day，
我们的主耶稣找到了我们。
Lord Jesus，
主耶稣深深吸引了我们的心。
Our Lord Jesus attracted our heart。
我们就把我们自己的心就献给主了。
In return, we offer our heart to Him.
因为世上哪有一人像我们主耶稣这么美丽、这么良善、这么甘甜
？Because nobody else in this world, in the world, is like our Lord Jesus, so beautiful, so loving.
我是属于你的了。
Now we said to the Lord, from now on,I belong to you.
所以主的话呢，那就是从今之后一切事情都不随着我自己的意思了。
That means that from now on, I cannot do whatever I like.
从今之后，我单单爱主，要讨主的欢喜。
From now on, I'll love you and do whatever you please.
所以我们是属他的。
Now we belong to him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？
Do you know that?
你现在不属于世间。
You do not belong to this world.
你现在不是属于那个麻将牌的。
You do not belong to that 麻将。
你也不是属于那个酒杯的。
You do not belong to that cup.
你不是属于世界上任何一件别的东西的。
You do not belong to anything else in this world.
你现在是属于神的，属于主耶稣基督的。
Now you belong to the Lord Jesus.
第三个，我们是。
Third, we are.
我们是他的名。
We are his people.
我们是他的名的意思啊，就是说他是我们的君王。
It means that.He is our king.
我们是他的子民，是他的百姓。
We are his people.
啊，所以呢，我们应该让他掌权，让他来管理我们。
So we should let him reign over us. We should let him control us.
啊，你知道，当天使来向约瑟显现，对他说：“你要将要生一个儿子。”
When angel appeared to Joseph and told him that you're going to have a son.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And you're going to name him Jesus.
你知道什么叫做耶稣啊?
Do you know what Jesus means?
我们今天信耶稣了。
We believe in the Lord.
耶稣的名是什么意思啊?
What does it mean by Jesus?
因为他要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because he will deliver his people out of sin.
所以主耶稣的名字就是他要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because Jesus' name isTo deliver his people out of sins.
我们是他的百姓。
We are his people.
堕落在罪恶的里边。
We've fallen in sin.
这位君王要来把我们这边所有他的百姓呢，从罪恶里面救出来。
This king will deliver us who belong to him out of sins.
所以我们的主耶稣在圣经里面还有一个名字。
So Lord Jesus has another name in the Bible.
叫做和平的君。
He's called the Prince of Peace.
你知道吧？一个国家呀，假使能够带来一个和平的君啊，那就是不得了了。
If a kingdom has a prince of king, it's a great.
这个暴君如果统治这个国家的话呀，常常带来许多的灾难。
If a tyrant reigns the kingdom, then he will bring a lot of difficulties.
但是一个和平的君来治理这个国家的时候，带给这个国家和老百姓啊。富强安定的生活。
But if we have a prince of a king, prince of peace to reign this kingdom, then you will have a peace and joy.
所以像所罗门一做王的时候呢，他的国境尽度太平啊。
So when Solomon become king, there's a peace in whole boundary of the kingdom.
全国的百姓住在无花果树底下，过着安安乐乐的生活。
All children of Israel.Sit under the tree of olives and they live a peaceful life.
今天为什么我们许多人的心情或者是家庭常常有动荡不安的情形呢?
Why today that we are so distressed in our heart? In the
有的时候我们心里面的挣扎痛苦。
Sometimes we struggle in our heart.
有的时候我们的家庭里面纷纷争争。
Sometimes in the family there's fighting.
就是缺少一位和平的君来管理了。
Because we lack of a prince of peace who reign in our family.
因为我们被那个暴君所统治了。
Because we are ruled by the tyrant.
那个撒旦魔鬼就是暴君。
The Satan is that tyrant.
当你在这个撒旦魔鬼的统治之下了，你的生活就不可能安定。
If you're under the control of the tyrant of Satan, then you cannot have a peace.
所以难怪你的家里面呢会有那么多那么多的纷争。
That's the reason why you have so many difficulties and conflicts in
your family. 难怪你的人生当中，你心里面一直不平安，一直苦恼。
No wonder that you do not have a peace and you have so many conflicts in your life.
现在，我们主耶稣基督和平的君来做我们的王。
Now, Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, become our King.
这位耶稣一来做我们和平的君啊
Lord Jesus,
就带给我们平安带给我们安定
becomes our prince of peace in our life he'll bring peace and joy in our life
这是我们许多弟兄姊妹都可以起来做见证
many brothers and sisters have similar testimony to tell us
我们从前怎样生活在痛苦烦恼之中
before how miserable our life was.
就像我们有一个姊妹做见证了。
It's like a sister who
testified.
After my husband believed in the Lord, there's a blessing in my family. Because his husband used to be very short-tempered.
不是骂太太就是打孩子。
If he did not yell at his wife, then he would beat his children.
还不高兴起来就打狗打猫。
If he's in a bad temper, bad mood, then he'll kick a cat and dog.
脾气发起来就晒盘子晒碗。
Sometimes he throw the dishes.
我们家里碗呢就不知道被他晒了多少。
So we have a lot of broken pieces in my family.
自从我先生信了主了之后啊，我们全家都蒙福了。
But after my husband believed in the Lord, it's a blessing in my family.
也不再挨骂。
He will not scold me anymore.
我这个孩子啊，也不再挨打了。
And my kids will not be beaten up by him anymore.
我们家里的厨房的碗啊盆子啊通通都蒙福了。
And the dishes in my kitchen also be blessed.
这个和平的君来管理我们。
Because we have a prince of peace to rule over us.
那是何等的蒙福一件事情。
What a blessing it is.
还有第四个我们是。
And there's four we are.
我们是他草场的羊。
It says, we are the sheep of his pasture.
那就说出主耶稣是牧养我们，供应我们的。
It tells us that Lord Jesus is the one who shepherds us and who provides us.
他带领我们啊，好像一个牧人在带领羊群一样。
He leads us as a shepherd leads sheep.
我们来读这首圣经的时候，我们仿佛看见一幅图画。
As we read this Bible, we can see the picture.
啊，这一群羊，这个好牧人带领之下呀，就躺卧在青草地上。
This sheep led by this good shepherd, lying down at this pasture.
啊，在可安息的水边。
And by the still waters.
过着那一种甘甜美丽的生活。
And they live this peaceful, sweet life.
所以我们人生啊，我们需要有四方面的帮助。
In our life, we need the four aspects of health.
我们人生的最大的需要，第一个是要饱足。
One is that we need to be full.
第二个呢，需要有人指引。
Second is that we need guidance.
第三个，就碰见征战the时候，需要有人保护。
Third, that we need the protection when we fight.
第四，我们人生需要能够享受安息。
Fourth, we need rest.
那么，只要好牧人一来的话呢，第一件事情。他叫我们里面得到饱足了。
First thing that when good shepherd comes, he will satisfy us.
主耶稣，因为当我们真正认识主和主耶稣交通之后
，as we really know him and have fellowship with him，
我发觉到现在认识主之后啊，我的心灵才真正的饱足了。
I realize that after I come to know him, that my heart is fully satisfied.
以前在地上可能做过许多许多的事业。
Before maybe I accomplished many things on earth.
你赚了很多很多的钱财。
I earned many a lot of money.
你享受过世上许多许多的快乐。
And enjoy many pleasures of the world.
但是你的心灵并不觉得真正的饱足。
But there's no satisfaction in your heart.
直到有一天遇见主耶稣。主耶稣
叫你心灵。Until one day you met the Lord.
也得到饱足了。
And Lord Jesus make
you full. 第二呢，做好牧人给你引领。
Good shepherd leads you.
你以前没有这么认识这个主的时候啊
，Before you knew this Lord，
你的一生啊，在地上就像一个苍蝇一样。
Your life is like a fly，
就是飞来飞去，飞来飞去，飞来。
Flying over here and all over place。
你也不晓得你这一生到底在干什么。
You don't know exactly what you want to do。
好，看见别人做这个事，你也就做这个事情。
And you see others doing whatever others doing that you want to do that。
看着别人在追求那个，你也去跟追求那个。
You see the others pursuing that and you want to pursue that as well。
飞来飞去，乱飞。
It's like a fly, you know, flying all over place。
也可以是像一只迷路的羊。
It's all you like a sheep that
gone astray。我们人是很愚昧的。
So we are very stupid.
我们很容易迷失方向，迷失路途。
We get lost very easily.
我们的主耶稣认识我们了之后
，Once our Lord knows us，
主耶稣这好牧人呢，就引导我们在前面带领我们，让我们走在生命和平安的路上。
Lord Jesus guides us so that we can live a life of peace and joy.
并且他带领我们向着荣耀而去。
And he'll lead us into glory.
我们人生，我们找到了目标了。
And we found a purpose in our life.
第三呢，这个主耶稣在我们人生的征战当中。
And in our life, in our struggle,
我们今年生活在这个世界上。
we live in this world,
特别进了二十一世纪这个这个时代，
especially in the 21st century,
太多的征战，
too many wars,
尤其像我们生活在美国，
especially those who live in America,
尤其今天年轻这一代，
especially those who are young,
你要知道在美国在这个世界在这个时代生存的真是不容易。
In America, in this century, it's not easy to live.
你会碰见许多的试炼。
You encounter many temptations.
你会碰见许多的征战。
You encounter many conflicts.
你想想，你凭着什么能够就胜过那许多的难处去给打一个打美好的仗？
How can you overcome this and have a victory over all this?
你真是觉得你毫无能力。
You find that you are powerless.
只有当你认识了主耶稣了之后，
Only when you know the Lord,
这位好牧人啊，
This good shepherd,
他在仇敌跟前为我们摆设宴席，
Before the enemies, he set up this feast for us.
所以今天弟兄姊妹啊，如果你认识主耶稣做你的牧人，
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, if you know the Lord Jesus as your good shepherd,
我们是他的羊群，
And we are his sheep.
主耶稣做我们的牧人啊，
And Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
你好好的在他带领之下，
And you are led by him.
你什么都不用怕。
You don't have to fear anything.
因为即便是你遇见了仇敌，
Even though you encountered your enemy,
遇见很可怕的征战，
And there will be fierce conflict,
你也不必害怕。
You don't have to be afraid.
因为他要在仇敌面前呢，给你摆设宴席。
Because before your enemies, he will set up this feast before you.
你看信主耶稣是好不好啊？
See how good is that?
他在仇敌跟前给你摆设宴席。
Because he set up feast before your enemies.
所以你当你碰见难处的时候呢？
So whenever you encounter difficulties,
你要感谢主。
You want to thank the Lord.
主耶稣啊，
He says, Lord Jesus,
你又给我一个机会了。
Oh, once again, you give me this opportunity.
你要在仇敌面前给我摆设宴席了。
To set up this feast before my
enemies. 我相信这一次的征战，
I believe that this
这一次的试炼。
This temptation,
主，你要让我再次享受你的宴席，享受你的丰富。
You want me to enjoy your feast again?
你赞美他。
You praise him.
所以你在难处当中要向他欢呼。
In your difficulties, you shout and praise him.
啊，所以这个就是讲到我们是，他是我们是他神耶和华是我们的神。
This is what you call God is our Jehovah is our God.
我们是属他的。
We are His.
是他造的。
He.We are created by him.
我们是他的民，
and we are his people.
我们是草场的羊，
and we are the sheep of
his pasture. 所以我们应当向耶和华欢呼。
That's why we need to shout and praise him.
我们读了这几处圣经。
See, we read these verses.
看见主耶稣这么好，我们带领我们多么的好啊！
And we see that how beautiful it is to be led by the Lord Jesus.
你岂不是要向他欢呼，要向他赞美吗？
Yeah, so shouldn't you praise the Lord and shout before him?
我们再看下去啊。
And let's read on.
再讲另外一个应当。
And this is another obligation.
到了第四节的时候啊，
in the fourth verse,
他当称谢进入他的门。
He said, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving."
当赞美进入他的院。
And his courts with praise.
啊，进入他的门，进入他的院呐、啊，那就是进到神的丰富里面。
Enter his gates and his courts means that we enter.Into his abundance.
好像从字面上啊，我们常常可以说这句话好像是指着到教会来聚会一样。
It seems like it's talking about come to the church to meet.
是有的礼拜堂啊，这个墙上就写着这两句话。
So some church buildings had this two verses there.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。
Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise.
啊，所以我们也可以这么说，我们来聚会的时候啊，就应当以赞美来进入他的院，到称谢来进入他的门。
So when we come to meeting, then we should have this joyful heart.
但这句话有另外一方面意义。
But there's another meaning in this verse.
那就是说，进入他的门，进入他的院呢，就进到神的殿中。
When we enter his gate and his court. It means that we enter his temple.
进到神的同在的里面。
We enter his presence.
可以来享受他的丰富。
In order to enjoy his abundance.
因为我们知道在神的殿里面是充满神的荣耀和神的丰富的。
We know that in his temple is full of his glory and abundance.
神的殿里面充满生命的粮食。
Because in his temple, there is a
神的殿里面充满生命的亮光
full of lights of life.
神的同在里面充满了神的慈爱
In his presence, it is full of God's kindness.
神在神的殿里面呢，充满了神的圣洁
In his temple, it is full of God's holiness.
可以说各样的丰富啊，都在神的殿中可以享受到。
So we see that many riches we can enjoy in God's temple.
所以一个人啊，能够进到神的殿中，住在神的院里边呢、啊，是有福的人。
So whoever can enter his gate and his court are blessed.
所以大卫他有一个祷告。
That's why David had this prayer.
他是有一件事我曾经寻求。
He says, one thing I have asked.
我现在还在寻求。
I'm still pursuing.
就是我一生一世住在耶和华的殿。
That I can dwell in the temple of Jehovah forever.
来瞻仰他的荣美。
To behold his beauty.
另外一个写诗的人他是这么说。
It's another poem.Poet,
他说万军之耶和华呀你的居所何等可爱呀
so, How lovely is your tabernacle, God?
我的心渴慕我的心炫目渴望啊能够进到住在你的院宇的里头
My heart desire to dwell in your tabernacle
他说、啊、在你的院宇中住一日啊胜似在别处住千日
To live in your court one day is better than thousand days in other places.
宁可在你的殿中开门，我都不要住在恶人的帐篷里。
I rather stay right at the door of your tabernacle than in other places.
你看这些圣徒们呢、啊，他们多么渴望能够住在神的殿中，住在神的院子里面，享受神的同在，享受神的丰富。
You see how they desire to be with the Lord in His court, in His tabernacle.
这不但是古代的圣徒所渴慕的、所向往的一件事情。
It's not just for these ancient saints.
也是历世代以来每一个爱主的人啊，都是像大卫一样，渴望住在他的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
All those who love the Lord throughout generations, they like David, they like to stay in the court, in the temple of God.
每一个渴慕主的基督徒啊
，those who love, desire the Lord,
都是渴望能够享受到神同在的种种的丰富。
All desire to enjoy the abundance of His presence.
但是呢，我们如何能够进入神的殿中来享受到这种神同在的福分呢
？But how can we enter His gates and enjoy the His presence?
这里有一个秘诀。
There's a secret.
就当赞美进入，当称谢进入他的门， It's, 当赞美进入他的院。
It says with thanksgiving and with praise.
啊。是怎么进到神的殿中，怎么住在神的院中啊
？How do we enter His gates and His court？
那个进入的路啊，就是用赞美，用称谢
，with the thanksgiving, with the praise、啊。
因为耶和华呀，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
Because God, the Lord, is enthroned by the praises of Israel。
那个意思就是说，哪里有神的同，哪里有赞美。哪里就有神的同在
？That means that where there is a praise, there is a God's presence.
哪里有称谢，哪里就有神的荣耀。
Where is a thanksgiving, there is God's glory.
啊，刚才我们讲到个保罗、希拉的故事，是不是？
Before we just mentioned that the story of Paul and Silas.
你想保罗、希拉那一天呢、啊，被关在腓立比的监狱的里边。
Paul and Silas was imprisoned that day in the Philippi.
你可以想象哦，一个人啊。如果要进到监狱里边被关起来啊，这是多么痛苦、多么可怕的一件事情。
How dreadful and how miserable the condition is if you are imprisoned in a prison.
我们在纽约啊，碰见一个年轻人呢，他因为犯了一件错误的事情呢，可能要受法律的制裁啊，会被判刑。
I met a young man who because offended the law, so he will be sentence，
但是一想到要进到监狱里面去了，他整个人都害怕的不得了啊。
Whenever he thought of this possibility of being imprisoned, he was so afraid.
因为在监狱里面不但失去自由，不但不能够随便行动
，Not only you lose your freedom, cannot go anywhere in the prison，
还要想到可能被那许多的犯人来攻击。
And he also thought about being attacked by all these inmates.
所以一想起这些事呢，那这全家人都愁苦死了。
Whenever they thought of this, whole family become very miserable.
那保罗、希拉进到监牢里面怎么办呢
？So what happened to Paul and Silas?
那真是愁苦死了。
Oh, they should be very sorrowful.
我怎么这么倒霉啊
Oh, how come he came to me?
哎呀，谁能够救救我呀
？Who can save me?
这个日子真是不好过啊。
Oh, this is a dreadful.
我们又哭，我们又哀叹，我们真是又埋怨。
We cried and we complained.
那这样有没有办法？
Can this helpful help to resolve the problem?
那保罗和希拉怎么办呢
？And what did the Paul and the Silas do?
他们用赞美。
They praise the Lord.
用称谢。
They thank the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
They thanked our God.
荣耀的神在宇宙中的掌权。
Oh, the glory of God reigns over this whole universe.
他的宝座统贯万有。
And His throne is everywhere.
我们相信神的能力也能够通到监狱的里头。
We believe that God's power can be at the prison as well.
所以保罗跟希拉说，我们来赞美我们的主耶稣。
So Paul and Silas says, let's praise our Lord.
所以他们那天呢，就欢呼啊，歌唱啊，赞美啊。
So they just sing and praise and shout.
你们知道，当他们这么一欢呼一歌唱，什么事情发生了
？Do you know when they just shout and praise the Lord, what happened?
哦，怎么赞美赞美啊，赞美到地都震动了
？They shout and praise the Lord until that the earth start to quake.
监牢门的门都开放了
，and all the doors of prison open.
这个囚犯手上的锁链统统掉下来了
，all the shackles on the inmates are broken.
所以我就是在这里，你可以找到一个秘诀啊。
So you can find the secret here.
假如你碰到一些不如意的环境
，When you encounter the difficulties in your life，
痛苦烦恼的环境
，this difficult conditions that make you sad and distressed，
你最好的出路是什么呢
？What is best way out for you？
称谢进入他的门
，You entered his gate with the thanksgiving， and his court with the praise。
你千万不要埋怨。
Never complain.
你千万不要发牢骚。
Never complain.
你越发牢骚越埋怨。
The more you complain.
我这么倒霉啊。
How come it happened to me?
都是某某人害的。
Oh, it's all because of him.
气死我了。
Oh, so mad.
有一天如果那个出去的，我非要报仇不可。
One day I'm gonna get even with him.
当你是充满牢骚、充满怨言的时候啊。
When you're full of complaints.
你这个监牢门是不会开。
You know, there's a door of prison will not be open for you.
你身上的锁链只有越埋怨，这个锁链捆得越紧。
The shackles on your hands will be tighter as you complain.
我讲这个话是千真万确。
What I just said is true.
如果你在痛苦当中，你埋怨别人不对，埋怨你的丈夫怎么样对不起你，埋怨你的太太怎么样对不起你，埋怨哪一个弟兄怎么样对不起你。
When you're in pain, you complain about how your husband mistreated you, how your wife mistreated you, how your brother sister mistreated you.
那个结果是定轨，你身上的锁链是越捆越紧，越捆越紧，越捆越紧。
And shackles on your hand will be tighter and tighter.
那你这样真是活不下去了。
And you'll not be able to live any longer.
你的路是在哪里呀
？Where is your way out?
用称谢。
You praise him.
用赞美。
Thank him.
一称谢，一赞美。
As you praise and thank him.
主啊，我感谢赞美。
Oh Lord, I thank you.
因为虽然在监牢里边，
even though I'm in prison,
你在看着我。
You still watch over me.
虽然我身上带着锁链，
even though there's shackle on my hands,
但是你的爱与我同在。
But your love still is with me.
感谢赞美主，天地虽然可废去。
Thank God and praise you.
但我们的主耶稣基督，你的话，你的爱永远长存。
Even the heaven and earth can pass away, but
your
love will forever.
赞美主，耶和华神，在最我们最苦难的时候，你正在那里来帮助我们。
Thank God.You help us when we are in the misery.
或者你赞美说神啊，是的，我相信你是你说万事都互相效力。
Or you can say, Lord, thank you because you said all things work together.
叫我得益处
，so that I can have a benefit.
叫爱神的人得益处。
So it's for the good for those who love him.
感谢赞美主。
Thank Lord.
虽然我被别人误会
，even though I was misunderstood by others.
虽然我遭遇到别人的陷害。
Even though I was mistreated by others, even though I'm in such difficulties,
但是我相信这些事情都经过你的手量度过的。
You all measured with your hand.
一定在我身上要造就我。
In order to mold me, build me up.
叫我得益处。
So for my own good.
神啊，我赞美你。
That's why I thank you, Lord.
我把自己再献给你。
I offer myself again to you.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
你与我同在。
You will be with me.
你的爱与我同在。
Your love is with me.
你赞美赞美啊。
Yeah, you praise the Lord.
你心上的心的锁链就掉下来了。
And the shackles on your hand will be broken off.
你整个人，你心里得到释放了。
And you'll be relieved.
你的痛苦被解开了。
And your sorrow will be gone.
本来这个关住你的监牢门呢、啊，现在都开放了。
And the doors that shut you in now is open.
就在外面，神的荣光就照射进来了。
And the glory of the Lord will shine in you.
所以这个本人约翰曾经说啊。
So that John Bunyan once said,
与神同在啊，监牢都变成天堂了。
With God's presence, the prison is the heaven.
没有神的同在的话，世界上最好的地方也成为监狱。
Without God's presence, the best place in the world is a prison.
所以我们基督徒要学会，我们要感谢赞美。
So we Christians need to learn how to praise and thank the Lord.
当称谢进入他的门。
Enter his gate with thanksgiving.
当赞美进入他的院。
And his court with praise.
这样我们就能够享受神同在的丰富。
Then we can enjoy his abundance.
那么到末了呢，他再一次重申我们应当赞美的那个原因。
And he tell us again the reason why we should praise him.
这个第五节说，因为耶和华本为善。
He said the Lord is good.
他的慈爱存到永远。
His loving kindness is everlasting.
他的信实直到万代。
His faithfulness to all generations.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
愿主借着这篇诗来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us with this hymn.
让我们学习做一个会欢呼赞美的人。
Let us learn to be those who praise the Lord and thank Him.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
我们大家一同来读第一节这句话。
Let's all learn to get, all read together the first verse.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
欢呼，再来一遍。
Once again, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
欢呼。我们请谢弟兄带我们祷告，谢若翰。
As a brother share to pray for us.
我知道我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you, praise you. We should all shout before the Lord. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. And his court with praise. We should praise him.And bless his name. Oh, thank and praise you. Whenever we come before the Lord.
Amen.
And you fill us with your love. Once again, we enjoy your great love.
Amen.
And in our heart, we praise you and thank you. When we are weak, we learn to praise you. As we are in our difficulties, we learn to praise you.In all circumstances, we learn to praise you, thank you. Because your name is to be blessed. In all the earth, we all shout to the Lord with joyful heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's turn to your...